Snow fell the day the two motorcycles roared out of Chicago. The large damn flakes brushed the cheeks of the four riders like milkweed tufts dipped in ice. Downstate Illinois turned to sleet fine grain. Projectiles which stung their faces. Storm stopped only to fuel themselves in rain musty cafes. Filled them rooms with a wet wool, drowned cat, or of themselves, the food bubbled warmly in their bellies. And the black coffee seared the throats, but they tasted nothing. They hit the freezing drizzle in Waynesville, Missouri. And then nerves stretched into tingling feelers of awareness. Alert for an imperceptible slip of rubber on the glazed ice. Their muscles grew into knots, coiled to throw their bodies into action. Drinking the pressure. And escape of the side road. The fences stood in their barbs sharpened and glitter like moisture. Saliva from a wolf's tongue waiting to rip through the softened skin and gorge itself on tender pink flesh. They stop to sleep only when the night transforms the highways into murderous tunnels of wet asphalt walled in by blackness. They peeled off their clothing and found their skin dyed with its colors wrinkled and puckered from the rain. When there were no extra rooms, the four slept in the same bed. The men on the outside and the women in the center. Flesh against flesh, flaccid with fatigue as lustless and sexless as death. They lie like drowned bodies fished from a cold.